What was your impress fail? Trying to impress somebody, trying to get that number, trying to hook up with somebody, and you just failed. Sienna almost drowned, jumping into Fossil Creek for this one boy, found out that he liked another girl.
Yeah, so I did all that for nothing.
And he was a local rapper, and Sienna won't tell me and JD who the local rapper was.
Huh, I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I don't even know if I can consider him a local rapper, because he tried and it just didn't work out.
Poker Face.
No.
Poker Face has some bangers. Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod. MC Magic.
Yes, I knew it.
No, it's not MC Magic.
And we asked you to give us a call with your impress fails of those folks you try to get at, didn't work out. We got Talia in Maricopa. What you got, hon?
I mean, my husband was friend zoned for 10 years.
Friend zoned? You kept saying no?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? It's so mean.
I don't know. He's tall, dark, and handsome, too.
So did you have a sexual identity crisis? You thought you were lesbian at first? And you're like, you know what? I came around? Or
no, I think we all tried that once, but that wasn't during that phase.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We've all tried that.
Yeah,
guys know.
We've all tried it. Sienna, did you try that once?
I don't know.
She's still waiting to?
Still
her
waiting,
mom's
yeah.
listening, Joey.
Yeah, I got to keep it PG here.
Stephanie, Sienna messed around with a girl at one point. So what did he say? So obviously you're a perfect person to ask. He said something to impress you where you finally said yes.
I heard him sing. I don't know. That was it.
You heard him sing? That, well, that's perfect. Okay. So what did he sing? Where were you at? What was the setting?
We were at like a dive bar and it was karaoke night and he sang, I think he sang You Raise Me Up.
You Raise Me Up? What? I forget. Is that Josh Groban?
Whoa.
Yes.
How does that go, JD?
You raise me up so I can stand exactly. on mountains.
Oh, man. Were you on you were on your religious kind of tip? You're like, oh, man, he gave me the goosebumps.
Mommy. No, I was drunk.
Oh, you were drunk.
Wait, so does he even sound good when he's singing or were you just drunk?
Oh, my gosh. No, he's amazing.
He's an amazing.
Oh, okay, so he's actually a good singer.
Right. Okay. Well, I hear a kid in the background. So he raised you up on that bar and got you pregnant? What happened?
Yeah, more than once.
Really?
Oh, all right. Nice.
He had you singing.
Yeah, that too.
I feel like you were dating his best friend, and that's why he was in the friend zone.
No, actually, I dated someone else, my first husband, and then they used to talk about me, and then I divorced the wrong one and married the right one.
Ah.
They weren't like friends. We just all went to high school together.
Got you. You know what? Your first husband, he was probably bragging how bomb you were and mistake. You never brag how good your person is in bed because then you're enticing someone else. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yep.
What do you mean exactly?
I know. Dr. Joey is in. He bragged about it. And now your new husband is he's living his dream, having you hit Mariah Carey high notes.
Not as good as Mariah Carey, though. Yes.
To impress you.
Oh, turn it down.
Oh, he said, turn the music off. We were listening to you guys.
Oh.
I know. He's like, turn it up.
What's your son's name?
This one is Lincoln.
Oh, this one. How many kids you got?
Four.
Oh my God.
My worst nightmare.
Do you want a fifth? If so, I'm hosting a karaoke party next Sunday. You and your husband should go. He should sing, obviously, and make a fifth child, obviously.
Yeah. He wants a fifth. I'm not
there
sure.
There you go.
Oh, perfect.
All right.
Goodness.
Hold on here. I'm putting you on my guest. Do you guys want to go to karaoke night seriously next Sunday?
Where is it at?
It's going to be at Tempe Improv.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to get your full name off the air. Leave those kids at home. It's 21 and over. I'm going to put you plus one. Bring the husband. He has to sing that song, though.
That's a tough one to sing.
Oh, he will,
bro.
I promise.
Really?
Yeah, I want to see it live and in person and see what won you over and impressed you.
I know. Thank you so much for sharing, honey. We will see you at it's a 90s karaoke night, by the way. So 90s
song. Perfect.
All right. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Yeah.
That's all. Yeah.
I don't know. I felt like she was bored on the conversation.
I know. I get it. But hey, Josh Groban is popping.
Is he 90s? Because is that word for the
no,
90s?
No, that song came out in 2003.
Oh, damn. You know that off
yeah.
top?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. Because, you know, he's like he's big in the Caucasian community.
I was going to say, you seem like a fan.
He's big in the quiche community.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to have to pick a different song. Are you going to do a song this time, JD?
Yeah, if you want me to.
No,
I mean, I was DJing. It's up to you.
Yeah. Sienna, You killed it the last karaoke night.
Yeah, I don't want to hog the stage or mic, so I'm down to do another song.
No, you have to.
Okay, perfect.
Elaborate. You, Sienna came out with sunglasses on stage for the last karaoke session.
I'm glad you said that because I was going to do a song anyway.
Do you have a song picked out?
Yes, me and my friend are going to do one together. Me and my friend that we call Honkers.
You and Honkers are doing a duet?
Yeah. I am so there for that.
Yeah, you know what? Slide into. You call me up right now if you want to get on the guest list for my karaoke night. It's 90s. So you can do Josh Groban, no 2000s, 90s music. And we have prizes. Last time we had Disneyland tickets, Chris Brown tickets.
Yes. Pitbull.
Uh-huh. I think talking to Rico, our promotions director, we have Chris Brown Usher tickets for this one.
Oof, nice.
I think he might Universal Studios Hollywood. Wu-Tang is coming to town. There's some 90s TLC and Salt and Pepper coming to town.
Sick.
We're going to have a best dress. So it's 90s theme. So also, if you don't want to sing, prize for the best 90s outfit.
Oh, that's
night.
Cool.
That's going to be so good. Yeah.
We got to get a theme one. Do you want to do all three? No, you and Honkers probably should do one together.
Yeah, because we're going to have something planned.
Me and you, JD, got to do some 90s theme. I got an idea.
Naughty by Nature?
Yeah,
we could do something like that.
1993.
What about Kid in Play? Is that in the 90s?
That's 80s, man.
That's 80s.
80s into 90s, but I consider them 80s. We'll work on some.
Grr.